Hello, and welcome to the first installment of Marmaduke for the Blind for the week of 6/18 through 6/24. Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. Monday, 6/18. We see the Winslows in their home. There's two chairs in the background, a lamp, with a painting in the middle. Marmaduke is on the floor, crunching on a bone. Dottie and Phil are reading their mail. Dottie is standing on a rug next to what appears to be a window. Phil is standing in front of what appears to be another picture. Phil has what appears to be a bill or some sort of mail in his hands. He is wearing slacks that are very baggy and very large shoes. He also has a belt, and he has dark hair and sort of a long nose. And Dottie is wearing a short skirt. She has a somewhat large rear. She's also reading and speaking. And she says aloud, "When did Marmaduke join the Bone of the Month Club? Isn't that very amusing, boys and girls?" Moving on to Tuesday, June 19th. Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. The Winslows are in their bedroom trying to sleep. They have a painting, of course, above their bed, and there is a lamp on a dresser. There's curtains and the window is open, and Marmaduke is in the window. It appears that he has some sort of chain in his mouth. And it seems to be nighttime, because not only are they in bed, but the window area appears to be blackened in, indicating darkness. And Phil is looks like he's very tired. He's grabbing his pillow. Ms. Winslow appears to be fast asleep. And Phil, very groggily looking, appears to be speaking to Marmaduke, where Marmaduke is staring at Phil, with a chain in his mouth. And Phil says, "Why don't you go back to your doghouse and dream I'm walking you?" Moving on to Wednesday, June 20th, Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. Dottie and Phil are in a room, possibly the den or a living area. Phil is standing near a chair and a window, and out the window we see Marmaduke fast asleep inside his doghouse. Around the doghouse, there appears to be a pile of things. One appears to be some sort of wheel. There's a bone, some sort of bowl, possibly some rocks, and some other things that are unidentifiable. There's, of course, curtains near the window. The window appears to be open, although that is hard to tell. Oh, there's also Venetian blinds above the window. Ms. Winslow appears to be in front of a dresser or desk of some sort, and there's a chair behind her. On this desk, there appears to be a number of various items. One appears to be maybe a mirror or a brush, a pair of sunglasses, possibly an eraser, maybe that's a pen, and there's some change and a key, and maybe a receipt, and some a tape dispenser possibly. And she appears to be dialing a phone. Behind her, there's a lamp and a painting. And Phil is looking at Dottie. And Phil is wearing a striped shirt and black pants and black shoes. And he appears to have his hands in his pocket. Dottie looks very concerned on the telephone. And Phil is looking at Dottie and says, "Before you call Lost and Found, maybe we should check with Marmaduke." Moving on to Thursday, June 21st, Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. The Winslow family, Phil, Barbara, and Billy. Barbara and Billy, of course, are the two children within the Marmaduke family, the Winslow family. We see a desk and a lamp, like a reading lamp, that you can bend and move if the lighting does not fit your needs for whatever you have to be doing. There's a window what appears to have Venetian blinds, and possibly there's a curtain to the right of that window. Mr. Winslow is sitting on a chair, one of those type of chairs that you can move around in, quite like maybe a computer chair, or some sort of office chair that that you can roll around in and maybe move from area to area within the room. Billy is smiling. He's wearing a black shirt and light shaded baggy pants and light shoes. He is holding what appears to be some sort of monetary denomination. It is hard to tell what sort of denomination that is. It could be a one, it could be a $100 bill. It doesn't show. And Barbara is standing to the left of a little Billy, and she also has some sort of a denomination in her hand, and she is also smiling. She appears to have light hair, and she's wearing a light shirt, possibly a sweater, with some black pants with light bands. The light bands appear around her shin area, and they appear again at her upper thigh area. Marmaduke is standing there very close to Phil, and Phil is looking at Marmaduke. Phil is wearing a light shirt, possibly a coat of some sort with a zipper opening in the front. He's wearing sort of darker pants, but not too dark, and he also has some light shoes that appear to be very large. He has a mustache. I don't think I mentioned that before in the previous panels, but he does have a mustache and sort of a long face and oddly shaped ear. And we see Marmaduke staring at him. Marmaduke is wearing a collar, a dark collar, and appears to have some sort of tag in the front of it. And Phil is looking at Marmaduke, and he says to Marmaduke, "You don't get an allowance because you eat money, that's why." Moving on to Friday, June 22nd, we're still reading Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. We are in a room. There is no wall or floor. It appears to just be a white room area. We assume it's a room, although there are no indicators that they're in any sort of room. They may be floating in some sort of void. Phil is sitting, however, on a couch, and there is a map in front of him. He's pointing at the map. He's wearing a white t-shirt and sort of tannish pants and, of course, white shoes. This time, Phil is actually wearing a hat, and it appears to have a dark rim and a dark back to it, and the front of the hat is light in color. He's touching Marmaduke's ring up into the white void and leaning on the couch. And as I said, Phil was pointing at the map, and he says to Marmaduke, "This is the route we'll take. You do understand, don't you?" Marmaduke by Brad Anderson for the date of Saturday, June 23rd. We see an elderly couple. There's an elderly couple that lives near the Winslows, I believe next door to the Winslows, actually. They appear to be in their kitchen, and there's a door leading to the outside. We see what appears to be some sort of barbecue or cooking unit. It's made of brick. Marmaduke is standing next to that brick structure. We see three stones leading to this brick structure and a sidewalk and what appears to be some sort of floor mat where you wipe your feet before you would step into the kitchen. The door appears to be windowed. To the right of this old, elderly gentleman, to be politically correct, I apologize to any elderly people out there who may have taken offense to that. Appears to be some sort of cupboards, and their floor appears to be shiny, so we would assume that they do not have hardwood, although it's not necessarily true. They may have a very shiny wood on their floor. The elderly woman appears to be holding possibly olive, sort of round food product, beans perhaps. She's wearing a white apron and a flowered patterned dress. She's looking at her husband, her elderly husband. Oh, and I forgot to mention that she's wearing glasses. The elderly gentleman is wearing a striped shirt, some sort of tannish pants with some sort of swirling pattern on his pockets. He's also wearing white shoes and what appears to be a chef's hat. He has large jowls, cheeks, if you may, and he's holding a plate with three meat on it. And he's looking at his wife, and he says to his wife, "How does he always know when we're having a barbecue?" Moving on to Sunday, June 24th, 2007, Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. It would be nice to note for people who are sight impaired that Sunday comics traditionally are in color. This Sunday comic is no exception. We start out with the first panel. Marmaduke is written in some sort of a font that I cannot identify. It is in a green tint. Next to the word Marmaduke, there is an R inside a circle, which would indicate that it was a registered trademark. At the top of this panel, there are some lines, black lines, that would indicate that there's speed, perhaps. Marmaduke is on a leash. It's a red leash. We see to the left of this panel a hand, and on this hand appears to be a blue sleeve. I would assume that there is a shirt in there. This person's hand is not yet identified. Marmaduke appears to be in a forward motion, and his tongue is sticking out. We move on to the next panel, where we see a bunch of black lines to the top and bottom of this panel, and some darker swirls near what appear to be feet. These are sneakers of some sort with a pink sole. And these sneakers are well tied. We move further to the right of this panel, and we see some blue pants. We are drawn to attention to the top of this panel because he is yelling, "Help!" As we move to the next panel, it is finally revealed to us who that person is that's yelling help. It's actually Phil. Phil's mouth is gaped open, indicating some sort of care or fear. He is wearing a red hat, and indeed he is wearing a full blue shirt. He appears to be holding on to Marmaduke's leash very tightly. We do see swirl marks at the bottom of the screen and some two black lines near Phil's head, indicating that he is actually flying through the air. Just below Phil, there's a box marked 624, and then a signature of Brad Anderson. To the right of the same panel, we see Marmaduke's hind ends. And once again, we're drawing attention to the top of this panel because Phil is yelling, "Marm, slow, slow, slow down, stop." As we move on to the next panel, we see Phil and Marmaduke appearing to slow down. We can tell that they're slowing down because the gap between the swirls that indicate motion are a lot closer to each other, and we see that there is some leeway, if you will, with the leash. It is not as tight as in the previous columns. Marmaduke appears to be slowing down because his face would indicate that he is struggling or in pain, possibly. Phil is still in the air, and we're drawing attention again to the top of this panel because it says, "Ah, woo." Now, as we move on to the next panel, we see Marmaduke and Phil laying on a sidewalk in front of a street. We can tell it's a street because it's darkened in, it's shaded dark, indicating some sort of asphalt or road. Now, there's a red store with windows, and there's a circular item that says hair inside the circle, and then next to that there's a red circle, and it says pet store. And Phil says, "What a coincidence." And in this next panel, we see that Phil and Marmaduke do enter this said pet store that I mentioned previously in that previous box that we were just discussing. There appears to be a counter where you would buy products in exchange and money for goods and services. And there is a series of leashes of various colors and designs. Some appear to be cloth in nature, and others appear to be cane in nature. We see six bulls, and it says there's a sale, indicating that there's a reduced price on these red dog food bowls. To the left of these dog food bowls are some bowls with fish in them. They appear to be fish bowls, of course, and they appear to have goldfish in them. Just underneath these goldfish, but still to the left of this column, we see some bags with dog FUD on these. These are yellow bags, and the dog FUD is highlighted with a pinkish-reddish color. Just to the right of these bags appears to be a different brand of dog food. I can tell it's dog food because there's a picture of a dog's face on it. To the right of this column, there appears to be, behind this counter, there appear to be various other sort of products that I can't quite tell what they are. Now we see Phil and Marmaduke looking at this clerk, the store clerk. The store clerk, of course, is used to make exchange when you purchase goods and services. But of course, even if you're sight impaired, you should probably know that anyway, so I apologize. Now this clerk is asking what, and Phil responds in kind as, "You heard me." And in the final column, we see a close-up of this clerk and Phil and Marmaduke. The clerk is to the left, Phil is in the middle of this panel, and Marmaduke is, of course, to the right. And this clerk is wearing a green shirt and a red tie with black stripes on it. He appears to be wearing glasses and has sort of a curvature out of the ear. He has black hair that appears to be tufted at the top, and he's looking at Phil. Phil, as much before, is wearing a red hat and blue shirt. He says to the clerk, "I need a dog leash with brakes." And that concludes the week of Marmaduke for the Blind. Thank you for listening.